This is Scott Decker with the Vector Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Justin Breen. Justin's a magnificent entrepreneur, the founder of Brepik, really a fascinating person. He's going to talk to us today. He's already surpassed, hit record profits for this year in the business he runs, and talk about why that's happened and sort of what is the formula for that success and how he keeps himself thinking and growing and creative and serving clients magnificently well. Justin, talk a little bit about why this has been a record year. I know you listed for me five different points. Tell us a little bit about why things are going well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I started my first company a little over 4 years ago with zero business background. I have a global company and works with the top people in the world now, and launched a second one that's just technology for my brain. But it started a little over 4 years ago with a 250 a year investment in, I guess, a networking group. And, at that level, maybe, one out of 1,000 folks understand what I'm talking about. But I made an investment. It wasn't a cost, it was an investment. And then as the years have gone on, then there was a $400 a year group. Then there was a $2,000 a year group. Then there's a $5,000 a year group. Then a $10,000 a year. And now I'm in two that are $20,000 to $25,000 a year plus. And what I found is as you make these bigger and bigger investments, again, not costs, but bigger investments, you find more people, at least in my case, that understand what I'm talking about, and then I can actually learn from them. So the bigger investment is a smaller room of people creating more impact. That's really what it is.
Talk about that, though, because when people talk about magnificent lives, magnificent businesses,
yeah,
there may be businesses that scale, that touch millions and millions of people, but almost everybody that I know that's built a magnificent business, even a hugely scaling business, really comes back to there are 5 to 10 core people in that made that work. 5 to 10 yeah. core relationships. You might have a mega business, but it's a couple key lieutenants that helped you build that yep. mega business, or a captain or a partner or yep. somebody. Talk about this issue of not touching so many people, which you do touch millions of people, but touching a smaller number of more important people closely, and yep. how that's driven your own personal growth and business growth.
Well, that's a good question with good background. And I see a lot of posts like, what should you invest in if you're a business owner? And most folks that I see in the comments put employees and office space, new technology, and all that stuff's fine, by the way. But the way I look at things is just an investment in myself. And that's why I'm in these groups. And I look at these groups as a collective of those types of people that you're talking about. So, you're talking 5 to 6 high level close relationships. I look at each one of these, two or three really high level groups as a one entity, one close relationship. It's a collective of a lot of people, but to me, it's one entity, because at that level, when you're investing 20 to 25 plus K a year, those are people, for the most part, all of them are going to match my mindset and their growth attitude, their investment attitude. And so it eliminates all this other stuff. So it's a collective of those people understanding what I'm talking about.
And talk about some of the other keys. You mentioned a few other keys to your growth, keys to your success. Maybe list the 4 to 5 keys that you think of as yeah. keys to your success this past year. You think it's easy yeah. for people to get their hands on and give context for, okay, maybe they should be doing that. Maybe they should be thinking like that. But talk yeah. about what you think of as the 4 to 5 keys for your success.
Yeah, the SH, the should word, that's the SH word to me, but I very rarely say it. But based on my experience, what I recommend, there's a couple of reasons. One, I married my wife. She's the kindest, most loving person I've ever met. She's 100% stabilizer and allows me to, have visionary flying the plane. So that's one. Without my wife, not a good situation. And then two, I'm in Strategic Coach 10X, 25K a year, and Abundant 360 Summit, that's 20K a year. I'd easily invest 50K a year each in those groups. Three, thinking
and
globally.
So many of us are so scared to invest in those groups because we sort of feel like, oh, it's going to be another Vistage type thing, another YPO type thing. And again, unless you do it all the time, unless you're really engaged in it, some people love it, some people hate it, But talk about why that's been so helpful for you and why it's been worthwhile.
Well, because it's my people. It's the ones who understand what I'm talking about, and they think globally, which is another one of the reasons. Most of these people are trying to change the world, the, not there. And the folks you just described, they're trying to change their world. And the purpose of my life is to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment mindset entrepreneur, and share their stories with the world, the. It's a fundamental difference between the world and there. And at that level, it's people changing the world and thinking globally, not, you know, thinking Chicago, thinking globally. You're one of the few people I talk to from Chicago anymore. I talk to people all over the world now because thinking globally and having that abundance global mindset. And, you know, another one is just embracing new technology very quickly, not restricting yourself, but just embracing what's happened, especially since COVID. Okay. Zoom's way better. Zoom's way better than in-person meetings. It's not even comparable. And it's just saved time. You can have all these great conversations. It's endlessly awesome what Zoom has created.
In your strategic coach groups, the things that you do with the Dan Sullivans and what, are you doing those virtually or in person? How does that work?
All virtually. Currently, they're all virtually. I mean, we're recording this in late September. It's all virtual. And again, just to land the plane and activate this, because ideas and talk are meaningless without execution. I launched the second company, which we're creating LinkedIn without the BS. I met my business partner in a virtual meeting in a strategic coach call, Zoom call. And he's in San Francisco. And we talked over a year as we developed this. And the first time we actually met was at the launch party at Chicago Yacht Club, a couple weeks ago. That's the first time we'd met in person. And the next time we meet in person is when I'm going to fly out to San Francisco and we're going to go to French Laundry together, our wives and I and us, to celebrate, a certain member count of the new company. But other than that, it's all Zoom. It's all Zoom.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit about what else? What else? Global, thinking global, embrace technology, a great partner in your life that keeps you stable and calm. And you've been with her for a very, very long time, your wonderful wife. And joining groups with like-minded people. What else do you view as keys to success?
Thanks for the great questions today. I found if you have the right mindset, that attracts the right network and creates the right opportunities. So I'm constantly working on my visionary abundance investment mindset, which just attracts other visionary abundance investment mindset folks. And then the other thing is, I just posted this today actually, but people that talk and never do anything about it, those folks just take me away from my family. They take me away from my family, and I have no tolerance for that. The people that take action and just make the investment, whether it's joining as partnership with my PR firm or the ones who joined my new company, Brepik Network, those folks just allow me to spend more time with my family. So those are the only folks I spend any time with. I just spend time with people that are going to make the investment and take action, because talk is totally meaningless without investment and action. It just is.
And you talked a little bit about different types of clients, and obviously I mean, different businesses, and I've seen some of what you talk, but you've talked about, the clients that want to spend 100 hours a year with you and your value versus clients that want to spend 30,000 a year with you and their value. And it's not really about the money. It's about how committed they are to the process and how much they understand what you're trying to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a difference between the 100 a year. You know, again, the first check I ever got for Brepik was for $500, and I'm very grateful for that, but that person would never, they would never be a client now. And the $100 folks are living in transactional scarcity world, and the $30,000 a year are living in transformational investment abundance world. And there's a big fundamental difference with that. And so now I only partner with the second type of folks. And it's interesting because I haven't done outbound sales or anything like that in years. I just attract people like that because my mindset attracts that. And I talk to some, not a lot, but some people that are saying, I wish I had more A plus clients. And then they're like, do you struggle with that? I go, no, to work with my firm, to partner with my firm, the investment level weeds out all the people that look at things as cost. And because the less people pay you, the more problems they cause. It's pretty simple. The less someone pays you, the more problems they cause.
Talk about for a moment, how do people find more about Brepik, about Strategic Coach, about Global 360? Where do people find out more about about your business, and then also about some of these magnificent groups that you've aligned with or participate in?
Yeah, sure. So my company's BrepikLLC.com. Strategic Coach is strategiccoach.com. I think I've introduced like 110 people to it, and I think 10 have joined. And it's interesting because all 110 SHOULD have joined Coach, but they didn't for whatever reasons. And then I'm looking up the Abundance 360 website, but Abundance 360, Peter Diamandis, Abundance360.com. There you go. And so at the level I'm at, 99% of the folks are running $10 million to $10 billion companies, and good investment to be in a room with those people.
Just fantastic. I want to thank you today for joining us, Justin. Always a pleasure to visit you. I always come away inspired, motivated, amazed. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Yeah, these conversations get better and better, Scott. Looking forward to the next one.